Mr. Chameleon, to be or not to be, that's the question. When Mitt Romney's not playing Mr. Mum with his taxes or his deal-making as CEO of the Winter Olympics, he's playing Mr. Chameleon with his politics, changing colors to suit the political environment. It's becoming harder and harder to discern his true colors, and we are left to ponder a mystery. The more we see of Mitt, the less we know about who he really is. While it is clear to me that the public is being played for suckers by cold-blooded flim-flam men whose job is to confuse fact with fiction, I cannot escape the sickening feeling that the Mister and his mythmakers might just get away with it. The thing about chameleons is that you have to pay close attention in order to notice that they're changing colors. And many Americans, perhaps most, are not paying attention to the unfolding political drama at all. Perplexed and bewildered by the avalanche of political ads preaching different versions of reality, the average voter gets turned off and seeks solace in bread and circuses, often ending up voting for a candidate because they think he would make a good beer-drinking partner, or they just feel good vibes emanating from him. But those of us who are paying attention see a chameleon whose political allegiance is dictated by expedience and changes colors to fit the situation. We are witnessing a dramatic demonstration of Mitt's trichnology on the Israeli sojourn, where his philosophy appears to be, when in Israel, think like the Israelis. There are three poignant examples that stand out. First, there's Mitt's praise of the Israeli nation. To step foot into Israel is to step foot into a nation that began with an ancient promise made in this land, Romney declared. He went on to observe, the historian Paul Johnson, writing on the 50th anniversary of the creation of the Jewish state, said that over the course of Israel's life, 100 completely new independent states had come into existence. Israel is the only one whose creation can fairly be called a miracle. It is deeply moving to be in Jerusalem, the capital of Israel. The only problem with this fulsome praise is that it contradicts the fundamental beliefs of the Mormon Church, in which Mitt is a high priest. It is central to the beliefs of the Church of Latter-day Saints that upon his resurrection, Jesus Christ came to what is now the United States to preach his new covenant, and that the new Zion, Israel, would arise here in America. Hence, if Mitt is true to the teachings of his church, the Israelis are apostates, preachers of a false doctrine. It cannot be otherwise because the Mormon and Israeli doctrines are irreconcilable. But since Mitt is as secretive about his religious beliefs as he is about his taxes, most Americans didn't recognize that Willard Mitt Romney was lying his butt off as he praised the Jews in Israel. But he was equally duplicitous in his effusive praise of the Israeli economy and medical system. The top marginal tax rate for Israelis earning over $125,000 is 48%, and the medical system is socialized. It is free, universally available to every citizen, and is paid for by tax levied on all taxpayers. These are the very things that Romney is so adamantly against here at home. He's building his campaign on opposition to them. Has nobody ever told Mitt that charity begins at home? Or is he just a hopeless lying so-and-so? From New York City, this is Playfell Benjamin with a commentary on the Times.